Good morning, dear Aurovillians, newcomers, volunteers and guests. Hi to all of you who are listeners from near and far. Today is Monday, 15th of June, and here in Auroville is mostly cloudy on 27 degrees Celsius, and weather forecast for today says mostly cloudy and partly cloudy over the night. Temperatures from low 27 to high 36, with heat index on 41 degrees Celsius, and possibility of precipitation is on 20%. Winds from southwest at 17 km per hour with occasional gusts of 30 km per hour. Maximum ultraviolet index, when the sun will be out, it will be very high on 8. Moon is about to be new and it's illuminated on 2%, but it will be new tomorrow in Gemini. According to Greek tradition, the tropical sign of Gemini follows in the footsteps of Aries and Taurus and corresponds to development of awareness, which naturally arises after a moment of divine inspiration has been anchored to matter, giving it form. This awareness feels dualistic since it's both spiritual Aries and physical Taurus. Moreover, there are four differing dimensions of dualism called the mutable signs, and with Gemini, a mutable member of the air element, we see the simultaneous, reciprocal, dualistic existence of spirit and mind. From a spiritual perspective, the highest level of archetypal expression of the sign of Gemini is to serve a bridge to connect spirit to mind and mind back to spirit, rather than being a veritable source of inane information about soap operas, trivia and superficial social commentary. This definition could be confusing if you think of legacy. Descartes and Kant have left us in considering the mind as being something encased, insulated and separate within a human physical body, perhaps the brain or indeed the heart, and is consequence of random neurochemical processes. But in ancient terms, however, mind means something else. Mind or logos or om or God was an organizing principle omnipresent and omniscient, a phenomenon that transcended the limitations of the physical world and permeated of all matter, animate and inanimate, biological or otherwise. Spirit and mind coexist and are independent upon each other. So to you, in interior and exterior. Your within is also your without is also your within. As such, there is no good or bad, male or female, right or wrong. Everything just is a fact little spirit understood. And here with us in studio is Inge from Resident Assembly Service, inviting us on Friday event at 4:30 p.m. at Unity Pavilion International Zone with TDC L'Avenir d'Auroville open house. Okay, good morning.
Good morning.
And welcome to our studio on behalf of Resident Assembly Service. You are in preparation for an event or a space for grace on Friday. So what is going to be about?
Yes, it's something which I feel will be a key turning point possible. A few months ago, after this Punifam Mangalam Radial, we have had a lot of meetings with the TDC, and we came to the understanding that we need to change the communication. We need to change how we inform ourselves what the residents want and what the TDC L'Avenir is in planning, so that we are really doing it together, together as one space, in a space of grace. So Sauro has proposed to make an open house, not to prepare any agenda. Let come what needs to come, and let's reply whoever can reply at spot, or if it needs further study, they will come back to us later. They want to do this kind of meetings regular. They want to follow somehow the idea of the participatory working groups, where they have also this monthly or bi-monthly meetings. I think there's a big opening of working together.
And there's actually also a hope, because part of the community does want to actively participate in our processes, right?
Yes.
So the plan is once a month?
Once a month is the plan, it's a hope. Let's see if we have in the end every 2 months, but let's do it together in a way. There is something, we are giving a mandate to a group of people, but in the moment when it touches our personal life, only then we are getting active. And the idea is now to get a brief, give a brief to these groups, whoever it is, TDC or working group, to get give them a brief from the community and give them the space to act, mm-hmm. but plan it in before on the understanding of each other. So then it's a green light before going to action. Mm-hmm. There is a plan of having the road which will be built in the next year. They want to publish middle of end of July. So the plan will be published before execution, the full year plan. Mm-hmm. This is a wonderful step. This is something mm-hmm. which makes us feeling, yes, there's an opening.
So as a community, we can expect the whole team of TDC, Lavenir, to be present on the open house on Friday?
Jacqueline is not in town. Jacqueline uh-huh. is out of station.
But the others will be there.
Yes, yes, and very openly hearted there. And this is the important thing.
That's important. That sounds really great. Are you planning to do also the same with working committee, our rural council?
They have the
land board.
Yes, land board is a secret.
Housing board or housing service.
Till now we are happy that we have the TDC on board. So let's see if the other groups are coming forward. There's a change. There's an acknowledgement of these groups that we have to do together. And this is based on the retreat outcome, based on a lot of things.
It's not only that. The working groups are supposed to be in service for all of us, right?
Yes, yes.
So as such, the communication is the first thing you start with. Right?
But our job as a residence can also not be only to stand up when we want to block something. Our job is also to help them in preparing it as best as possible for the whole of Auroville and not only our personal interest. So we have this problem a little
bit. So our personal interest will come up that it's still we are here to be in service of the community.
That's personally.
Or in working group or whatever, right?
And what I feel is the magic that if we really take our personal interest in the background, the psychic comes forward, and then you have it really, everything is in satisfaction. Everybody can be satisfied because it is like this. The oneness is for all of us.
Should be. Yeah. I got one more question because I think you might be the right person to answer. What is Active Resident Assembly? Oh, what was that proposal? You know,
this
because
is an
it's
idea
kind of
from
another mystery, which we are maybe wondering what is that and how it's going to help us or it's not going to help us or what?
Yes. This is the idea of the outcome of the retreat taken up from the governance action group. The idea is, I think, again, to make the residents' assembly in total active, but to get some people to sign up now to say, okay, I'm ready to do this. I'm ready to step back out of my personal interest. I'm ready to work for the total, and I'm ready to study things, even if it is a little bit boring, a little bit difficult to understand, and I'm coming every month to one meeting, which will be perhaps, as they're planning now, a full day retreat on whatever issue is there in the moment. It's another way of getting active. What is luckily not there is that these people have the decision-making power. This is not meant like this. Yeah. This is only an extra duty what you take over as an Auroville-ian because you have interest in serving the totality. It's not a must, but is an offer to be more active.
Okay, when you're talking about that, because I was also asking myself, what is the reason that in the place where actually each of us has a right to participate and does not participate. Do you have an idea where the apathy comes from? Because the fact is that we all could do it. And the question is, why with the years, people who were coming to the meetings, to general meetings and to resident assembly, decision-making events, the numbers dropping down. Since the retreat, things change a little bit, but it's more or less the same group of people who are attending. Yeah. So where is that clash that one resident become apathetic that way that really does not want to participate?
When I see it from my own stand, 17 years I'm here now, we got tired because whatever we do in this so-called general meetings or residents assembly is not getting executed in the end. So you're burning out the energy, you're not respecting what comes out, and often nothing comes out also because it's a challenge to get so many people on board to sign up for something which is perhaps not in their personal interest. So we were not able, and the residents' assembly service was not able to hold the energy to have the flame to make the people interested to come. Because the thread, the red thread, which needs to be taken up from these kind of events, the Residents' Assembly Service has nothing in hand to make the working groups doing it. Because we are only there for making reports or making meetings, but we have no power to tell the people, please, this was the outcome, please do it. We can only say, please do it. But if they do it or not, nobody is checking it out. And it was a little bit frustrating to see. The first thing what came out, which was executed, was this Portus water. This was the only thing what came really out. And this was only because Vasu didn't let it go. He really insisted and put his energy in. The other things, whatever was decided, the benches in Matrimandir are still benches in Matrimandir. There's nothing changed. So a little bit we are making us not really feeling. And I feel also another point is that not everybody needs to come to this kind of meetings and decision makings. We have millions of ways of serving her dream. And there are schools, there are kindergartens, there is food processing. There is so many activities which we put our full energy in. Not everybody needs to come to have political interest and to see how to manage ourselves.
But I think by default that's not true. Because by default, we are all allowed and actually we are all encouraged to participate.
Yes.
And if you can count on a human unity, that's the only way.
Yes, but
that really all of us, anyhow, we are political beings, even starting with way gonna buy the bread. That's the fact. So.
Yes, you're right.
It's our right to participate. I'm just wondering, okay, you partially answered to that question that it's maybe because the outcome is not there. So then the next question is, who gives the working groups the power that they can either execute or not? I think it should be us, no?
Yes, it's a story without end. It's an ongoing, you don't know where's the mouse and where's the tail. It's I don't know, who's the hen and where is the egg. But what I can see is that only we can change it. And if we get now a little bit more open-hearted and an open mind to make a new start, because we are here only for this. We are here for human unity. We are not here to produce or process food or to be farmers. We are here to show the world that human unity is possible with all our cultural and spiritual whatever differences, so-called differences. And this is our real work. So I hope that after 30, 40 years now, we have time to do our real work. Because the other part is done. Matrimandir is there. We know how to grow our food. We know how to manufacture garments. We have all done. So now we see what will be the collective to be done. Time is ready. Baby is born. As more as I read Sri Aurobindo and the Mother, which I have thought before I will never read, I will never understand, it's so much in this liner. It's so much only this. Doesn't matter what you do, but do it with the correct intention. Do it by being one. Respect the others. Learn how to respect the others. Real respect. Real respect. Not surface respect. Real respect. Let's see how it comes.
Inge, thank you. See you on
thank
Friday.
Thank you for giving us the opportunity.
And here's the announcement from Working Committee, which invites us for organizing a collective event in Oroville on the occasion of the International Yoga Day. As we may know or not, the 21st of June, upon initiative of UNESCO, will be celebrated as the International Yoga Day in India and all over the world. So their proposal is to create a collective event, possibly in the amphitheater or in the Harmony Garden at sunset of June 21st, where a collective Surya Namaskar will take place, accompanied by some of our collective meditation and chanting. Om Namo Bhagavate. Traditionally, 21st of June is also the International Music Day, apart from being, of course, the summer solstice. So they invite all yoga teachers and practitioners currently present in Oroville, and of course anybody connected with all forms of yoga, chanting, meditation, etc., to join in the organization of this special event. You are requested to contact the working committee or to Manohar personally with suggestion, feedback and further proposals. Next school will be hosting a Pondicherry state-level basketball tournament for boys and girls at New Croatia Sports Ground from 25th to 28th of June 2015. Ourville school teams will participate in this tournament and all are welcome to come and enjoy the matches. And here's also a big thanks to the working committee for fixing the Kulapalayam road, because they took time and get the collector to repave the road in Kulapalayam, which is also a pleasure to drive in on now. Baraka in Greenbelt in Veritas, that organic mangoes are available, but you need to come between 9 to 12 in the morning. Mango varieties grown on Baraka include apple mango, Markova, and Bangalore mango. Joy informs us that children's CD, some copies are still left, and this is the album of children's songs, One Day We Will Sing Like Birds. And families with young children who don't have this album yet would like to run, please contact Joy on 262-2372 or Jivatman on 262-2412. And from the new office of C-Form Service at Aspiration, in the room across the financial service next to Portus, comes an announcement that it will be closed from past Friday 12th of June until 30th of June. They will be back to office 1st of July onward in their usual timings from 9 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. ACT posted a new timetable and they're saying that early trip daily except Tuesdays is conditioned to Matri Mandir being open to visitors and usually not running on rainy days. And it starts at 7:45 a.m. from transport service near 30th corner and comes back at noon from Pondi, Rose World, St. Louis, beach end of Narrow Street. Shopping trip is on Tuesday and Saturday, 8:50 a.m. from Verite, and at noon from Pondi, Manakula, Vinyagar Street, Ganesh Temple Street. An afternoon trip is on Monday, 2:50 p.m. from Verite, and come back at 6 p.m. from Pondi, Manakula, Vinyagar Street. On Wednesday and Fridays, it goes at 4:30 p.m. from Verite, and come back at 8 p.m. And they're saying, in case the ACT bus is not available as per timetable, please be on the lookout for the replacement by Orville Jeep or van, and they will ensure that a small white and orange sign is visible on the replacement vehicle. ACT continues to explore a voluntary contribution policy from its riders in alignment with Orville's ideas and aims. At present, it is your contribution that helps the ACT team to offer continued service. At Cinema Paradiso in Town Hall, tonight at 8 p.m., they will screen an Indian action crime, Badlapur, made in India in 2015 by director Shiran Raghavan. Tomorrow we can see a German comedy romance, Love Stakes, made in Germany in 2013 by writer and director Jakob Lass. And on Wednesday we will see culture and music documentary, Jazz Lady Day, The Many Faces of Billie Holiday, just made in USA in 2000 by director Matthew. The sparkling documentary let us see and hear the miracle that was Billie Holiday. Featured are rare TV and movie clips along with commentary by a stellar group of jazz instrumentalists and singers who knew her well. Among those, Carmen McRae, Annie Ross, Fela Kunt Basie, and many others. She communicates a range of feeling and a show expression that less a singer could never hope to convey. For Sri Aurobindo we read, there are many yogas, many spiritual disciplines, paths towards liberation and perfection, good or ways of the spirit. Each has its separate aim, its peculiar approach to the one reality, its separate method, its helpful philosophy and its practice. The Integral Yoga takes up all of them in their essence and tries to arrive at unification, in essence, not in detail, of all these aims, methods, approaches. It stands for an all-embracing philosophy and practice. Thank you for listening to us, and you can contact us on orbitradio.org.